Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Pizor Home Studios. I'm C. Putnam, and tonight I'll be reading for you some poems from my most recent manuscript called The Bird May Be Dead, But It Is Your Bird. Enjoy. Starfish and the sea urchin listen to the sea cucumber's song. The light, the shine inside, it says. The shine inside the light, it says. The fire inside the fire, it says. The smoke, the air, it rings, it says. The dark tastes its flesh, it says. Drawing in the dead light, it says, and to a throbbing maw, it says, the floor is sand and bones, it says, and when the shine is gone, it says, it's then the shadows go, it says, it's then the shadows go, it says. To Wordsworth. Silent in the corn, a heart enchanted by silk husk, tearing the heart that refused to beat. Death-pitched marble, a hulk with nothing underneath. I cannot cough my thoughts. Distant saxophones blast varied responses, stretched out my hairy stems, a music imposed at the birth of stars that germ the bedtime mask. Twinkling dew on freshly scattered hay, really? Pollute, quiver, and endure. Sea monkeys. Searching, however useless, no water, no food, an abandoned shack on a little gray hill. The bunny says the sun sets 13 times faster over the entire state of Florida, now permanently on view underneath the ocean. Nobody has a golden trident. Nobody has a golden crown. The people, the animals, the plants, even the pastel chalk dust, everything, whatever, moving in all directions, like fireflies used to do. The sun doesn't like to see what we have done. The fantastic skimmer is likely to be encountered. Maybe it's because ducks don't talk much when they are flying. Few have hearts so dark and broken, they will not bother to look up when they hear the barking of wild geese and think for a moment that they are upside-down birds, looking down on themselves, barking. What they said the way of the leopard was, my party drugs need much larger platters. After refusing my request for such several times, the leopard lover, the former lover of the leopard's lover's leopard lover, consented to my platter desires, were mine, were lovers, were leopards, were in love forever and ever, like leopards can, like leopards do. What's it like? I am looking at a light gray spot on a darker gray ocean. When the sun has been behind the clouds for 87 days, and I feel that all the light left in the world is trying to light up just that little dot, that's what it's like. Unhappily, a small room. Unhappily, a small room, that is your living room, and the living room for a very large family of beavers, covering every edge a pile of leaves. Each beaver rakes to make a bed of its own, gnaws the bark, suckles and rears to make of the center a dining room, a new world between chin and forepaws, refusing to adjust to the conditions of the age. It's always amusing to see you eat bread. But why would the chicken wings swing back like that, pulling the children back into the plains where they had previously existed. So tell me, when you press that blue button on your belt, your waist is pulled in a direction at a perfect right angle to all the directions you could possibly go in outer space? I don't believe you. The button doesn't even light up. Welcome to your orientation. When I tell the tick to stop drinking blood, and when it won't stop, I will have to lick it. One must die before the other. I was expected to complete all my work over the weekend. The manic smile fell off the door with a thud. Dull digging. But what the hell is all this digging for? I thought spiders building webs inside the goat's eye, and that goat was my only way home. The sublime totality, non-toxic skull flower, how do you know my name? Bone precisely sealing wax, harmonizing watchful hygiene in action, glass stoppers, an erogenous center spinning between 21 and slaughter. The exhibitionist is relaxed before the magistrate. You will let this understanding enter you. I am me without me. I tell myself, I am the sock of all creatures. No foot, paw, or hoof can exist without me. I picked up the pine cone. A money devil tried to seduce me by strewing gold coins about. It was the sound that first caught my attention. I thought it was a plumbing problem at first. The money devil smuggles hedgehogs to the outer reaches to make its profit. Once there, the hedgehogs fill their lairs with grapes and pears and curl up into spiny balls, possibly instinctually, out of fear. Only a servant of a devil would scratch its ass with those balls for pleasure. I sat upon the floor, itching. The other day, a magpie delivered a mirror to my doorstep. It carried an image of the deed. When I'd heard you died, I felt so far away. The magpie cries out with a cry from a joyless underworld. It is still the work week, I think. I want to be your friend, the magpie cried. Sweet little bird. You are not primarily a symbol of death after all. It folds its wings around itself and puts its head in a popcorn bag. I have a poppy in my curly hair. I carry a purple horn filled with a sporific drink. What can I feel anymore that I have not already felt? How about the ecstatic states of the penguin priests hopping up and down with their arms at their sides, rising up, disappearing into the clouds? Poof, pop, poof, peck, pop, poof. I'm wearing a crocodile on my head to protect me from the damage of falling hailstones. I save its dung to make a salve so all the evil in the world will have a nice place to stay. December is not eternal, but sometimes it takes a very long time. The late sun shines through a skeleton line, dancing around with trumpets and drums and castanets, trombones, fiddles, and majorettes, light, shadow, and bone. We dance like the circle. And like the circle, the square is also a very famous shape for dancing. We'll dance when we dance, the lower part of our bodies immovable at first, arms flapping above us, blown up by a mighty turbine. Legs break, the sound of an ox cracking its horns. And we will do this all. We'll dance together. Something like that. A line of tales. I am Bunny. Among my bunny, I am Bunny, Princess of Pancakes. Raft up a brilliance of fiery poets, so Bunny said, that the tangles of the mind, a bridge of fire ants, that lonely piano, made me cry. was transformed into a swarming. There's a river in here somewhere, and I never even hinted about it until this very moment. Are you? Are you still throwing rocks at the stars one at a time? You have to try a whole handful. My white bathrobe. My white bathrobe. Peed on it. What might be on the other side of the moon? Roaring wheels, gray lard. Thought life might last. Then came the sea. Scheme of motions. Before the scheme of motions could belong to each, there was only a single living substance which, all things now separate into altogether opposites, a duck egg appears between the folds. Bubble wrap membranes could no longer bear or hold the much larger creature growing inside them. Summer light to trees, winged both in turn inward. A tucked beak, the unharvested, blooming inside of you, the three great departments of the world. Enjoying the conventional pattern of the human heart. Keep your ticket in your hand, but do not look at it. The ticket was flying with the point of its heart directed forward, foam gathering blood. Determined reliable to me, not more than two had such a bite studying the weather, we must add another. It resembled the sharply incurved aperture given the instrument inside them, on the upper levels of that air sea. Now look at your ticket. It certainly has a handsome number. And under them, the nobody stars. Leave yourself for the crowd. They hid behind the twinkle. After hearing my cry for help, bending my right elbow, bringing down my foot from the shelf and boot it. My foot wants the pear farmer. My foot wants to scar the farmer's heart with a seed that cannot make another tree, make anything at all. Yonder bar of cloud. A ray of light through it paints my dead senses red. The crow as strawberry leather. I am of eternal simpleton cauliflowers with leafy edges. How can it be? How can it be a secret that we live now without color? A flower deep in the center of the mountain, its wide petals, we know it piece by piece, the sound of it, the hum of it, the whole of it opening. It is our only reminder of the sun. The story of the leaf. Green energy squirrel tails cocked up some nut veins melancholy, loving wooden creek crack and shine. Gradually, ash the world. Your physical body will reflect this change. Nothing but dark spots and clouds in the pictures. The photographs were a kind of energy, a counterpart, the body of the leaf. The energy body didn't want to be part of the physical body anymore, died away. In the distance, a lofty palm, the last sound, marauders, nightly efforts, the rough bamboos, silk pocket fish shoals in every direction, dipping our heads back into the water, again over the water, offering to chase us, galaxies, sparkling lights, our palpitated body. The double is the distinct belief of the individual, a capable spiritual essence the machine will never fully explain to a tree, to a leaf.